Here's a check on stories we're following for you on Robin Hood Radio. Eight people were arrested this month following an undercover operation investigating solicitation of sex with minors, according to the Ulster County Sheriff's Office. The suspects solicited an arrangement to have sex with minor children and then met undercover police officers to engage in the sex with the child, according from the Sheriff's Office. Dutchess County resident Dana Tompkins of Rhinebeck and Michael Minerly, 19, of Clinton Corners, were among those arrested, both charged with attempted second-degree rape, a felony, according to the Sheriff's Office. Three people from Kingston, Eric Decker, Michael Sweeney, and Joseph Simon, were also arrested, as were Ian Troxwell of Woodstock, Travis M. Samuth of Newburgh, and Elroy Gould of Unionville. Decker, 42, was charged with second-degree attempted criminal sexual act and first-degree attempted disseminating indecency. The Sheriff's Office, the FBI Child Exploitation Task Force, Ulster Town Police, Ulster County Regional Gang Enforcement Narcotics Team, and State Police coordinated the arrests. Federal legislation that seeks to establish best practices and guidelines for sober homes is expected to come to a Senate vote in Connecticut. U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal said there's bipartisan support. The legislation, which in particular targets sober homes that operate in the shadows with the goal of financial profits over saving lives, is part of an opioid package that includes $500 million per year through 2021 for grants to states.
A pioneering collaboration between Marist College and HealthQuest is going to change the academic and healthcare landscape in the Mid-Hudson Valley. It'll be training next generations of physicians who are crucial to the future of healthcare in the region, as the two organizations will now partner to create the Marist HealthQuest School of Medicine to provide physician education that transforms patient care and prepares new doctors for today's technologically advanced healthcare environment. The first class is expected to begin studies in 2022. New York State Senator Sue Serino announced the New York State Health Department grant to Miles of Hope Breast Cancer Foundation. Quoting here, "We are honored to work with Miles of Hope on alleviating some of the stress associated with the financial burden of breast cancer diagnosis, announcing a $35,000 grant to Miles of Hope for their medical gap care program, which helps people in treatment with their bills." Miles of Hope Executive Director Perry Farood said that they are overwhelmed with the gratitude to Serino for this grant to the women of Dutchess and Putnam counties. "Stress impedes recovery. It's as simple as that. And when you get help to relieve some financial stress, we're helping the patient to recover." The Miles of Hope Breast Cancer Foundation funds support services, education, and outreach for people affected by breast cancer within nine counties in the Hudson Valley of New York.
You can gather to celebrate music, friendship, legacies, and many years of making music. Carolyn Payton will be turning 86 this year, and to mark that special occasion and to recognize the contributions Folk Legacy has made to folk music over the last 50 years, you're invited to sing and celebrate with them this weekend. Registration is open for the weekend, September 14th through Sunday the 16th at the Silver Lake Conference Center and Summer Camp Low Road in Sharon, Connecticut. Registration and more information at Folk Legacy Weekend. Community Day is happening on Saturday, September 15th from 9 till noon, Salisbury Bank and Trust Sharon Branch. Now at Community Day, there's a free shred event and a food drive from 9 till noon at the Sharon Branch located at 5 Gay Street in Sharon. The Dutchess County Department of Emergency Response, in partnership with Dutchess County Amateur Radio Emergency Service and Amateur Civil Emergency Services, will host a meeting on Saturday, September 15th at 9 a.m. at the Dutchess County Department of Emergency Response on Creek Road in Poughkeepsie. It'll include a discussion on presentation on amateur radio capabilities that exist during emergencies within Dutchess County in preparation for the American Radio Relay simulated emergency test scheduled for October. That test is designed to assess the skills and preparedness of the ARES, RACES, and key government and service organizations involved with emergency and disaster response. No registration is required to attend the meeting. For more information on the Dutchess County ARES and RACES, contact the ARRL Emergency Coordinator, RACES Radio Officer, Dutchess County, Adam Nowick, Jr. at 845-849-3666. The Stanford Grange will sponsor a craft, antique, and artisan fair on Saturday, September 15th from 9 till 3 at the Stanford Grange Hall. 6th Annual Norfolk Community Classic Car Show at the Yale Music Shed Parking Grounds, Mountain Road in Norfolk, Connecticut, will happen on the 15th from 11 until 3. It's a fun day for community involvement, and it's always a huge draw for people coming into town. A series of monthly art studio tours throughout Central and South Berkshire County continues on Saturday from 11 till 5 p.m. 33 artists will open their studios in 15 locations, including Dalton, Pittsfield, Richmond, Lenox, West Stockbridge, Beckett, Stockbridge, Great Barrington, and South Egremont. A brochure map of the studios is available at various theaters, hotels, and bed and breakfasts throughout the county or online at berkshireartist.org. Kent Memorial Library will offer a look back at television news through the eyes of a local resident who experienced it, as well as discussions of the present day. The evolution of television news as I lived it will be offered by Rick Levy of Kent, September 15th at 2 p.m., offering a review session of television news from Edward Murrow to Walter Conkright to Sean Hannity and Laura Ingram. He'll also offer a discussion how America has gotten to present day and what the future might hold. Registration is requested at 860-927-3761 or stopping by in person or the Kent Library at kentmemoriallibrary.org. Forest, Field, and Water, a view of the Hotchkiss landscape presented September 8th through October 21st. The reception for opening will be this 15th. It'll run from 4 until 6 p.m. There'll be a bird walk September 23rd from 9 a.m. and a poetry reading on October 2nd with Hotchkiss students. More information at hotchkiss.org/arts. Kent Republicans offering a pig roast dinner on September 15th at 4 p.m. under the pavilion at Kent Commerce at Swiss Lane. The cost $15 per person. The Sandersfield Arts Center is hosting the town poet laureate Val Coleman for a talk on Abraham Lincoln and the American Constitution on September 15th at 4 p.m. Tickets can be purchased at sandersfieldartscenter.org or at the door. Songwriter Showcase is being hosted by Lance Middlebrook, taking place on a Saturday at the Northeast Millerton Library Annex. Hear the stories behind the music with local musicians Chris Shampkin, Nancy Johnson, Larry Stone, and Chris Jones. They're performing original songs and telling some of the stories that inspired them. The doors open at 7. A $5 donation is asked at the door. Refreshments will be available. Armenia Lions Club Community Classic Car Show at Maplebrook School, with proceeds benefiting the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation on Sunday, September 6th. 16th, 10 until 2:30, rain or shine. Music, great food, and a bounce house. Also collecting used cell phones for donation to women's shelters. This is fun for the whole family. You're invited to join in. The Tri-State Mopar Club, in conjunction with Bogey's Restaurant on Route 7 in Great Barrington, presenting a car show on Sunday the 16th. All makes and models welcome. Show off your vehicle for only $10. Trophies will be awarded, along with door prizes. More information, tristatemoparclub.com. On Sunday, at the Couch Pipe VFW post in North Canaan, a spaghetti dinner is being held to benefit the Housatonic Valley Regional High School girls soccer team. That dinner starts at 5 p.m. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlake and interlakenin.com and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 147.07 to 26,145.99. NASDAQ starts off today at 8,013.71 and the S&P 500 at 29,4.18. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast in just a few moments.